After all the worry, all the preparation, congressional leaders have agreed on a plan to avoid a shutdown at the end of the day on Friday. But they're just buying themselves more time. The new plan kicks Friday's deadline to March 8th, so just 1 week. Congressional leaders say they are optimistic, but the conditions for making a political deal remain far from ideal. The Republican majority in the House is razor thin. Speaker Johnson can only lose two members of his party to pass bills with just Republican votes. NPR congressional reporter Eric McDaniel is on Capitol Hill following the talks. Hi, Eric.
Hi, quiet day on the Hill here.
Quite a day on the Hill. So what does this deal do?
So technically speaking, there are 12 bills that fund the government. Congressional leaders now have a deal on six of them, and they plan to vote on those by next Friday rather than this Friday when the government was supposed to shut down, or still technically is. The remaining six bills will be due in late March, March 22nd to be exact. But this isn't a leader-driven body exactly. They still need to pass the short-term funding extension to avoid the shutdown, and eventually next week, the actual bills themselves. And I don't want to miss the forest for the trees here, right? All of this was supposed to be happening back in September. That's when the full year spending authorization for the federal government is due. You and I are sitting here talking, it's February 28th. So in that way, right, like things aren't actually going great, even if the most catastrophic timeline isn't the one it looks like we'll be living in.
Just to focus on something you just said, they still need to pass this. This is a deal that's been agreed by the leaders, but the House would actually have to pass it. Is that likely?
I mean, I think so, but not with just Republican votes in the House, which historically is what you want to do if you're the party in power, and Republicans, technically speaking, control the House. But there's a faction of House Republicans, maybe a third to a half of the party, who only want to pass government funding if it makes deep spending cuts and is approved alongside conservative policy wins on things like the border, immigration, and the like. So, like Speaker Johnson has on past bills, he's probably going to have to rely on Democratic support. In fact, past funding bills, these short-term extensions, have relied on more Democrats than Republicans total. And that's going to anger those folks in the party, because of decisions made by his predecessor, have the power to fire him. It's important to remember that far-right members in the House are the ones who are out of step with the rest of Congress on this. Senators have been consistently making bipartisan efforts on spending, and even the emergency security spending bill that passed there earlier this month.
Okay, but this deal they've just agreed is a bipartisan deal. Should we be encouraged, Eric, to view this as a sign that bipartisanship is not dead?
I mean, I will say that this is a bipartisan deal. That much is true.
Fact check, true.
But I think that's basically as far as I'm willing to take the statement, right? This is coming so late in the budget year, like 5 months in. It's a deal in principle about just part of the government. And more than bipartisanship, it doesn't really do anything to address the huge difference that has been haranguing Congress, basically paralyzing the House, which is the divide within the Republican conference itself. In fact, I don't really think that's in Speaker Johnson's power to fix.
Yeah. I mean, just to note what it doesn't do, it doesn't include any mention of funding for Israel or Ukraine. It also doesn't appear to include anything to address the situation of the border with Mexico.
Right. Those things that you mentioned were, of course, what congressional leaders talked about in their meeting with President Biden at the White House on Tuesday. And I think, let's just say it, Congress probably isn't that great at doing two things at once. So until we get through these funding fights, through March, that is, and past the State of the Union, Biden's address to Congress, which is next Thursday for those looking to mark their calendars, I just don't think we'll see action on something like Ukraine and Israel aid. It's another fight that's likely to split Speaker Johnson from his members. Though one notable thing that I think folks should be paying attention to, Hakeem Jeffries, he's the top Democrat in the House, said in an interview with the New York Times today that he thinks some Democrats might be willing to vote to keep Johnson in power if Republicans move to vacate him, if he advances a vote on Ukraine aid, that is. That's a notable announcement, though whether Speaker Johnson wants to put himself in a position where he needs help from Democrats, Mary Louise, I think that's a much different story.
And NPR congressional reporter Eric McDaniel, thanks so much.
Thanks.